Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Hello and welcome back. Today, I'm going to talk to you while I'm doing my makeup. So here's the thing. I have something in my heart and I want to talk to you guys about it. My conversation with my members has been around being hurt by other people's opinions, someone just hurting them that they're close with, maybe an opinion, maybe someone tells you something about someone else in your life that really kind of strikes a nerve and hurts you and makes you question. And these are all conversations I feel like I've had in the last few days with my members. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, this is becoming so much that I want to share this. And maybe it will help you through maybe a hard moment coming up or just remember this whenever you need it. And so here's first and foremost, my opinion is hurt people. And that's kind of the bottom line. So think about that. Next time someone tells you something that might hurt your feelings or that is an opinion that you didn't ask for about something that they have nothing to do with in your life, I want you to stop and reflect on who said it, what's the context, and whether or not you should believe it or not. Just don't immediately agree to someone else's opinion because they said it. So like I said, take a moment and just say, oh, wow. And don't chime in on the negativity. Don't chime in on the bad talking. Really pause and reflect. And then if it really bothers you, speak about it. That's one thing that I'm doing in 2024 is, you know, previously, I don't usually take a lot of BS from people. I will hold my boundaries strong, but I'm not a fighter. I'll be confrontational if necessary. But I don't look for confrontation, but I will stand up for myself or my kids or my people that I love, and I don't take it. And so here's the thing. If that's you, or maybe you're a non-confrontational person, sit on it, but don't let it stew up so much where it builds this resentment from this person. And so I'll say, I usually will just brush things off because I take things, if people tell me an opinion about someone that I admire or value or love, and they have a different opinion than I do, I'll listen to it. And I kind of sit on it for a little bit and I say, okay, who told me this? What did they say? I look at it from different angles and it's really hard to do. And I'm still working on it, but it's gotten so much better over the past couple years. And it's life-changing whenever you cannot allow someone else's opinion of you or someone else or, you know, a situation dictate your own opinion. It's really, really important. And so here's a couple other thoughts surrounding this is God had a purpose for you before anyone else had an opinion of you. Think about it. I mean, it's true. God had a purpose for you before anyone else on this earth had an opinion about you. And another thing where I kind of pivot is there's so many ways you can go about it. Usually people are intimidated by you or somebody else and they talk bad about them or they say not kind things about them in hopes that you will not find this person so appealing or great and amazing because they're like, hey, this person has something in them that I don't have in me. So I'm going to talk bad about this person. So maybe they'll reflect you of thinking that this person's also really cool and great. And so maybe you'll see them more. It's usually like a jealousy thing or a lacking of thing is why somebody would talk negatively about somebody else. So again, someone says something to you, friend, whoever it may be, doesn't matter who it is. Someone says something to you. I want you to stop. Think about who said it. Are they thriving or are they just surviving? Are they a hurt person or are they a healed person? Because there's a very big difference on giving, you know, healed people and thriving people don't really give opinions about other people. They're too busy worrying about their own stuff. They're staying in their lane. They're watering their own grass. So usually only hurt people and surviving people say hurtful things about others. So someone says something, evaluate that person for a moment before you take it to heart and just say, you know what? You're allowed to have your opinion and I'm allowed to have mine and we're going to have to just agree to disagree. And that itself is so powerful. Or say nothing at all. No response is a response. Try that. But here's what I want to say. If someone has said something about you that is hurtful, it's none of your business. It is one of the most destructive things that you could ever do to yourself is to believe someone else's opinion of you. You have to stop letting other people's opinions control you and your own worth. Do not let a flawed human determine your worth. Only God gets to determine that, and you are perfect to him. We're all flawed humans. Another key point is, before you maybe chime in, I had a lot of people, like someone reached out to me and they're like, hey, Jen, I have a group of friends that I feel like I've outgrown and I don't know what to do about it. They are constantly wanting to talk bad about people. They constantly want to bring other people down and make fun of people. I don't know what to do and how to get out of it. I feel like maybe at one point in my life, I was that person, but I have grown personally. I have found God. I am healing my inner child. I'm maturing and growing, and I'm mid-30s, 40s, but I'm healing, and I feel really dirty and bad when I'm around these people, and all they want to do is talk bad. So I don't know what to do. And so I sat there for a minute, and I read through that again. And what I heard through her words was, I used to be a hurt person, so hung out with hurt people. Remember when I say you're typically, you know, you become who you're around. Maybe you're not a hurt person, but you're hanging out with a lot of hurt, unhealed people. And you kind of become this hurt, unhealed person. Maybe you're an empath. So you're carrying their weight of their trauma and their unhealed bodies and souls. So you become that person with them. And then maybe you start surrounding yourself with other people, like the sweaty sisterhood, and you grow and become a healed version of yourself or a matured version of yourself and a better version of yourself. But that takes a lot of work. And you're in a really hard spot because you don't want to hurt these hurt people because you know these hurt people are then going to talk bad about you. What do I do? And I was like, you know, like I was saying, I read in there, like she used to be a hurt person. Yes. Now she's becoming healed. She's found Jesus and she's growing and maturing. Doesn't matter age. Literally, you can be in your 60s and be experiencing this. And so what should she do? And my first thought was just quietly become less present in that group. Or that's option one. I only ever give two options. Like in life, you get two options, A or B. There's no C, it's A or B. And then my other thought is maybe you start sprinkling positivity into these hurt people that you're around and see how they go with that. So option one would be slowly sitting at their table less and letting them sit at your table less, which would be slowly removing yourself from them, which is okay. It's okay to do that. And then two would be bringing positivity into their conversations. It's going to be a lot of personal work and hard to do because a lot of negativity people, all they want you to do is agree and bring more negativity to the table. And so when you're bringing positivity to their negativity, they're like, what the heck? What are you doing? So you're going to be like, what? And way to do that really lightly at first is really, oh my gosh. They say, oh my gosh, did you see so-and-so, blah, 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 whatever. You turn around and say, her new haircut was so cute. Oh my gosh, I loved it. They're like, what the heck? Or you say nothing. Just be silent and see what that does. So you got to pick. It's hard. But I wouldn't just totally just drop the friend group because maybe it's you. God put you around these hurt people to help heal them. Maybe that's your mission and this purpose right now for you. And so think about it. Or maybe it's a time and it's a sign for you to be like, wow, I healed myself. I cannot be around these people. And you got to find some new people or a different table to sit at because it's not for you anymore. Maybe that's the purpose. But you'll know, trust your gut. It's there for a reason. And so someone told me, you know, something hurtful. Someone actually said about me. And for a moment, I was like, okay, well, it's not true, but it's okay. Nobody has lived in my shoes and no one has lived in your shoes. And so my thought around that is people have an awful lot to say about lives that they've never lived. They don't know what I've gone through and my experiences that I've had and things I've not shared with people. They don't know. And I don't know what you're going through, but I do know that hurt people like to hurt people, and that's okay. And I'm not going to let anyone else's opinion of me dictate who I am or change who I am or make me feel less about who I am because I've got the people who love me in my corner, and I am for some and most, but I am not for all. And someone sharing a negative opinion, that's all I needed to know was, that's okay. You don't have to like me. God has a purpose for me, not you. God sees me for who I am, not you. You don't even know me. And so an opinion, everyone has the right to their own opinion, and that's great and wonderful, but do not let it be destructive to you because it doesn't matter. And so think about it. And so, you know, I'm going to wrap this up. Like I said, short, sweet episode about hurt people, hurting people. And how do you navigate it? Let it go. It's not true. Whatever their opinion is of you, you know deep down that's not true. Don't fester on it. Don't worry about it. It's none of your business. Hurt people hurt people. Healed people exude happiness. They stay in their lane. They water their own grass. They're too busy worrying about the next thing for themselves and their lives. And people who are not healed but hurt people are trying to go around and spread their hurt to other people, especially to healed people, because they don't like that you're not experiencing the kind of hurt that they have. Don't allow other people's opinions of yourself or other people that you love and care about dictate what you do or how you change and care about them or how you treat them. So here's something. I saw it on Bluey. Ava and I were sitting there snuggling on the couch, getting ready for a nap, and we were watching Bluey. So funny. But I used this in this moment. We've had a hard week in my house. This dump truck ran into Johnny and the kids on their way to school, came over on his lane, and we totaled the truck. It's a whole deal, okay? Had a hard week. Luckily, God was looking out for him. The kids are fine. Johnny's fine. Everyone's fine. The other driver's fine. Everything's great. Minus the trucks. The kid who was driving the truck was like really hard on himself. And I was standing there to pick up Johnny. And I was like, listen, trucks are replaceable. People are not. Just be thankful that no one's hurt. And it's okay. It's going to all be work. It's going to be figured out. It's all right. And again, if I was not a healed person and I've not been working for years and years and years to heal myself, I could have walked out there and been like, you know, chewed him out and treated them poorly. But in that moment, I could see he was feeling really bad. Like, wow, this is going to be really expensive. What should we do? Oh my goodness, he's young. He was driving. He's at fault. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay. And I could just see this weight lift off his shoulders. And the whole situation's not great, but it's going to be okay because everyone else is okay. And so I had that just like weighing on me of like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to be out a truck for 4 months if they don't total this. We only have one car, da, da, da. And then we're sitting there, this is all the same day, I'm watching Bluey and all of these conversations about this heaviness of these hurt people, hurting people and opinions and all this stuff this week. It's been a hard week, a heavy week, really. And so God knew I needed this episode. I don't ever watch. I'll sit and like answer messages sometimes, or I'm just kind of like tuning out, thinking about things, but I don't ever really watch the shows. And I was sitting there. I was actually focusing watching the show. And the little kids were like, I learned something. This one, I don't even know the characters' names. The one was upset about something. And then the Bluey came and was like, let me show you something that I learned on when you're feeling sad or upset or like you cannot shake something. You grab where it hurts, like your stomach, your neck, wherever you feel like the weight. Literally pretend you're grabbing it out of your stomach, off of your shoulders, off of your neck, out of your brain, whatever it is. Hold it in your hand and you ball it up like you would a snowball. And you take it. And you throw it as far as you can. And I did that this morning because I had this big, kind of heavy message come and I was wearing, you know, I was wearing all of that. And I could just tell when I'm talking to my kids and getting them ready for school and with Ava, I just had this weight of like, ugh, heavy. So literally, I went on my front porch by myself and I grabbed my stomach and I grabbed my shoulders, and my chiropractor always tells me through mid-back hold is where you hold a lot of motions. And I kind of grabbed my mid-back and balled it all up into a snowball. I looked at it in my hand and I said, get out of my body. And I took it and I threw it into the woods across the street from us as hard as I could, as far as I hoped I could throw it. And I stood there and I kid you not, I felt better. I felt lighter. And I was like, wow, okay, way to go, Bluey. I needed that. God, thank you for that message. I needed that. It sounds so silly, but it works. And I heavily encourage you, if you're having a hard time, you just have this, you know exactly what I'm talking about, like this lingering, ugh, like in your neck, shoulders, wherever it is, grab it out, ball it up. And throw it away. Get out of my body. Give it away. Do not carry it with you. It is not worth it. Try that. And let me know how you feel. I would love to hear how you feel. And kudos to Bluey for writing that storyline because I feel like it is so helpful. And I'm going to do that every time I feel like too much. I'm going to grab it and I'm going to throw it away because it's not for me to carry. God doesn't intend for us to carry it all. And so get rid of it. It's too heavy for us. We're not meant to have everything on our shoulders and carry it for other people. It's not for us. Focus on you. Water your own grass. Stop looking at everyone else's fence, over their fence to see. No, stay in your lane. Focus on you. Healed people are helpful. Hurt people are hurtful. Remember that. It can travel with you forever. And make a difference on how you receive information and how you think about things when you are hurt. I love you guys. You are strong. You are powerful. You're worthy. Have a good day. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.